Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Each week, Feeding South Dakota assists in providing temporary food assistance to approximately 21,000 hungry individuals and families in South Dakota. This Saturday is the 27th annual National Association of Letter Carriers, or NALC, Stamp Out Hunger. Christina Wee is Development Director at Feeding South Dakota. Welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Also with us in the Sioux Falls studio, Eric Wicks. He's a letter carrier and the local NALC food drive coordinator. Eric, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You didn't bring me any mail, though.
No, not today. I'm off the clock today.
This is a big part of my day, is when the mail comes, just so you know. That's a fun side note with how devoted I am to get. Like, I get magazines. I make sure that I get mail every day.
Love it.
And I mail letters still.
Perfect.
Love
this
it.
Is a good thing, right?
Absolutely.
Mail devotees. All right, let's talk about this program because people seem to know exist 27 years of this. Tell us, Eric, a little bit about the history of how letter carriers have been involved in hunger relief.
Well, yeah, like you said, this is the 27th annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. It actually started pretty small down south in Florida. It started, you know, with a few pilot cities, and somebody had this great idea. We go to these houses every day. Yeah. Why not pick up food for people who need it? And it just exploded from there. Sioux Falls actually came on board the second year of its existence, and it's just grown ever since. Every year nationwide, we collect somewhere between 70 and 80 million pounds, which is just staggering.
And because it's food, it's all staying in the local community. So, Christina, tell us a little bit about the partnership.
Yeah, you know, we very much value this partnership, and it couldn't have come at a better time. The government shutdown really did impact our food pantries, and we are just depending on this food to come in. And so this partnership is just great. Eric has been just phenomenal to work with. I'm just telling him I've heard nothing but good things about him since I've been at Feeding South Dakota. And so it's a really good time for us to really collect all these food donations.
Yeah. What are you looking for? What kind of food? So people have an idea of the nuts and bolts and how this works most effectively.
Yeah, you know, right now I have specific instructions on what to say.
Right.
But it's best to have sort of hard packaged goods like cans and things that won't get crushed. While, you know, we'll still take anything that comes our way. Just for the ease of our letter carriers, I've been told that some of those harder products are the best. And so really canned goods are what we need right now. Anything that really will just help fill our stocks.
All right, Eric, let's talk about, I was looking into the research and the history of this, and it was really about letter carriers identifying a need because you know the neighborhood in a way that people really don't realize that you do. You see where the need is.
Absolutely. You spend enough time, you don't have to spend that much time being a letter carrier on a route to get to know the people that you serve. In some routes, you know, a letter carrier is considered almost part of the family.
Yeah.
And so you really are invested. You're invested in your people and your people are invested in you. So this is just such a natural fit because you see every house every day. You know, you can see who's struggling. You can see who's having a hard time. You can see all sorts of different circumstances that come up. And it's just, you know, it certainly gives me a great deal of joy to be able to do something and it's so simple and it has such an immediate impact locally, which just, I can't even describe the feeling about, you know, what that gives to me.
And likewise, the generosity of a neighborhood when you take your route that day and sort of, are you picking up food from your own route or how do you sort of organize the massive pickup? Because the mail also comes on that day.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we couldn't do this if we didn't have a ton of volunteers going out. So yeah, the letter carriers themselves, they'll be carrying the route and delivering the mail as normal and picking up food as well. But we will have lots of, you know, letter carriers who aren't working that day, retirees, friends and family, just kind of sweeping the city just to take a little bit of the burden of food off off the letter carriers. But it's just a mass volunteer effort.
And do you measure success in a certain way? Are you looking at pounds? Are you just, you know, it's got to be an exciting, I mean, it's an exhausting day, I'm guessing, but it's also got to be a thrill.
Absolutely. Well, our goal this year is, I think we're shooting for 80,000 pounds in Sioux Falls. We did just shy of 75,000 pounds, which is a great amount. I mean, we've been hovering right around that 75,000 pound mark for the past few years. And that's a lot of food. I've seen the generosity of Sioux Falls. I know I've seen what they're capable of, and we are more than capable of 80,000 pounds and more.
And now, Christina, let's talk about this, because one of the things that I do every year when this, you know, I get a little shopping bag and a postcard in the mail with the artwork from the Family Circus mm-hmm. illustrator. So you kind of know it's coming. It's right around Mother's Day. And this is also the time that I clean out my cupboards, because you don't want to give your expired food, yes. right? So you're always going through this. And then all of a sudden, as you're throwing out the stuff that isn't good, you start thinking about food waste. And you're like, oh, I have these things in my cupboard that have been there for so long that now I have to throw them away because they're garbage. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about food insecurity and just pairing that with this notion of how much food we throw away without even thinking of it when hunger is not an issue for you.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things we talk about at Feeding South Dakota is these, quote, expiration dates are best if used by dates. They're really kind of, it all depends on the product. Like, some products can last months and months past their best if used by date. I always tell the story about my pork chops when the best if used by was yesterday, but then I cooked them and they were the best pork chops I've ever had. And so we really, you know, are cognizant of that, and we actually have charts all over our facility about when it's actually considered not good by USDA guidelines. And so it is, and it's one of those things where, like you were saying, this is great that we do this once a year, but throughout the year, if you're looking at your cupboards and, you know, we all know I'm not going to eat that weird looking pasta thing I bought, I don't know why I bought it, donate that to Feeding South Dakota or your local food pantry, because it will get used up. And so anytime that you're cleaning out your kitchen, think of someone in need that could really use that food.
How about planting season and gardening? You know, obviously, that's not going to come to fruition for several
with the snow.
For several months. But are there people who really have a relationship throughout South Dakota, asking you to speculate about other communities, but who are actually gardening and planting with surplus in mind?
Yes, it's actually one of our programs we're actually going to be starting pretty soon here, called Plant a Row. And so what we do is we just say, I'm an avid gardener, and so I will be planting just a row of certain items that I know will be used at the food pantry, like potatoes and onions and tomatoes and things like that. And so we have a lot of avid gardeners that come in. Last year, actually, a friend of mine, Lisa Groon, dropped off buckets and buckets of spinach, and that was eaten up like that at the pantry. A lot of folks don't realize that that's one of the items that goes the quickest is our fresh produce. And so we really depend on our local supporters here and our farmers. Last year for Thanksgiving, we had a local farmer donate tons of squash. And I mean, big, huge boxes of squash, and we were able to give that out. So.
Yeah, some years are just, we had a really good year for cucumbers one year, and we just looked at it and we're like, what are we going
to
do?
Bring it to Feeding
with
South Dakota.
With all these cucumbers, it was a surprising year. We're looking up recipes, and then made a phone call, and sure enough, it was a hot ticket to bring produce down.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about how many people are hungry. It's more than you think, and it can be temporary, it can be chronic. This
Absolutely.
Time of year is a key. It's around the food. The stamp out hunger is planned for this time of year for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 1 in 9 South Dakotans are what we call food insecure. And actually 1 in 6 children are food insecure. And food insecure is just a big way for us to say they lack access to food. And it's heartbreaking. And we would like to say that that number doesn't exist in South Dakota. But, you know, when we did our GIS mapping of Sioux Falls to see where hunger really is, you can literally say someone in every single neighborhood in Sioux Falls has been to the food pantry. Every single neighborhood. And hunger strikes when you least expect it. You know, we're talking about the government shutdown earlier. We had folks that we would have never expected to come to our pantry, but they literally weren't getting paid. And some of our folks, you know, you hear the term paycheck to paycheck. That doesn't exist for some people. It could be paycheck to now you got to wait and wait and wait, and then you get your paycheck. And so they aren't even making it to the next payday. So, you know, we often talk about the face of hunger, and it's not what you think it looks like. It's your friends, it's your neighbors, it's your kids' playmates. And all you got to do is just look around the corner and you'll see someone.
And school's letting out.
Yes.
And so many kids are getting their meals. Yet, you know, maybe the only meal that they get might be the school lunch that day. So that's another key moment. Are there feeding programs in the summer?
Yep. The school district actually has summer feeding sites, but Feeding South Dakota, I'm really glad you asked that. We have our summer backpack program coming up, both in Rapid City, Pier, and Sioux Falls. And so what that is kids can go to designated sites that we'll have up on our website pretty soon or on Facebook to find where they can go get a summer backpack. And so they're able to collect food so they're able to eat on the weekends. Because you're right, Monday through Friday when they're in school, they have access to breakfast, snack, and lunch, but nothing on the weekends, and the summer's even harder. So make sure to check out our website, feedingsouthdakota.org, for those site listings.
All right, now I want to ask Eric all my questions about the mail.
All right. I'm here for you.
She's been waiting.
So when you're delivering the mail and there's like that person who's like walking behind you with a clipboard and like making notes, what is that? Can you tell us? It's like a trade secret with the Postal Service, because don't reveal anything you're not supposed to.
Well, that would probably be a supervisor or another, you know, sort of administrative person. Every once in a while, these routes have to get evaluated to make sure that, you know, they can be done in a specific amount of time, just because, you know, routes, they adjust from time to time, and they might.
So are they counting your steps? Are they just
no counting the number of stops and the number? Yeah, it's just kind of it's something that happens every once in a while. So yeah.
What's the best route? Like, what kind of routes do mail carriers like really prefer? Is it different for everyone?
Oh, it is a little different for everyone. Yeah. Because you know, there's what we call curbside delivery, is driving routes. I mean, those are good if you don't want to walk, but some people prefer to walk. I prefer to walk. I kind of have a mixture of things. Routes with a lot of businesses are great for some people because they like to interact more with people. Apartment routes have a lot of apartment buildings. Those are more geared towards people that have a lot of attention to detail because you have to keep track of a lot more names and things like that. So every route is a little different. Like, everybody's personality is a little different. And they keep it. It's a little bit different kind of style of upkeep that you have to do on these routes.
It must be fascinating because I've lived in my neighborhood for such a long time that I watch it change over and know a lot of my neighbors and their names, and they come and go. And then the other day on the news, there was this story about somebody who's building a chainsaw sculpture. And it was in my neighborhood. And I was like, what? how has this been going on for a week? And I didn't notice it. So I took a walk. Or hear it. And so I took a walk. And sure enough, within two blocks of my house, there was this enormous stump that had been transformed. You see these neighborhoods change all the time because you're walking it every day.
Yep. I've been carrying mail since 2001. And Sioux Falls has changed a lot in those years. I mean, that's kind of a cliche. Sioux Falls is very different, but it really has. And you see some people come and go in certain neighborhoods, but then there's some neighborhoods where they stay pretty stable, and the same people have been there for a number of years. And Sioux Falls is a very dynamic city, lots of change and lots of movement. And what I appreciate about Sioux Falls is that's still kind of, it's large and it's growing, but there's places that still has that really kind of tight-knit community feel to it.
Right. Where are you from originally?
I'm kind of from all over South Dakota. I grew up on a dairy farm in Vermilion, and then the second part of my childhood, I grew up in Custer and graduated high school from there. It's kind of that's what I consider my hometown.
And one of my favorite towns.
Yeah. I love it out there. Still a family out there. I went to college in Aberdeen, and then when I finished college, I wound up with my first Postal Service job in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, so you're a South Dakota kid.
I am.
Through and through.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What do you love about your job?
Well, I love being outside, first and foremost, even when the weather's bad. I mean, I can't really imagine myself kind of being in a stuffy office. I love the movement of it. I love the pace of it. It's kind of fast-paced. It's like go, go, go. But I also really like interacting with people. I like the social aspect of it, even though there are times where you're only interacting with people like 10 seconds at a time.
Right.
But a lot can happen in those 10 seconds. You know, what you do, what you say, if you smile or frown or whatever, it can make an impact on somebody. And that's something I really learned doing this job, is that, you know, those tiny little interactions, they matter, and you can choose how to affect a person's day.
Yeah. And I'm sorry about my dog.
I won't take it personally.
She's a barker. I've done everything within my human power to keep this dog from barking at letter carriers.
That's what dogs do.
But
that's
she's just so excited for the mail. Christina, what do you love about the work that you're doing in the world?
You know, I've spent my entire career in the nonprofit sector, and fighting hunger is something that actually really hits pretty close to home. I was just telling Eric that as a kid, I was actually one of the folks that went to what was then called the food shelf. And food insecurity and being hungry was something that I experienced as a child almost every day. And so being on the other end of that now and being able to use my talents as a fundraiser to really help us provide food for hungry people is just, it's phenomenal. There is not a day goes by that I don't go down to the pantry and just at least interact with these folks. And you get to see every single day the difference that you're making. And so I'm losing my voice, as you can probably tell, but I can still use my voice to help others. And so when it comes to hungry kids and families, it's something that's really important to me.
Do you give away other things that would help people, prepare the food if they're just, if they're in transition, if they're staying at a hotel or something, they don't have an oven? Do you seek those kind of donations?
You know, one of the most challenging parts of our job is that often, for example, a couple Christmases ago, someone donated ham. And at one of our giveaways, this lady starts crying because she can't cook the ham. She's right. staying at a motel. And so I wish we could say that we could, collect all these items specifically, but that's why we have a choice pantry, is that you can come through and pick what you need. And things that's why we always ask for easy to cook items, especially for kids with young children. So mac and cheese or ravioli, things that you can open up really easily and don't have to take a lot of products or pans or spoons to cook. So,
Eric, if people want to say thank you to their letter carriers on this day, how do they do that? Can they leave a gift for the mail carrier, a treat for you? And I know that's tricky, but people want to know.
Well, you know what? First of all, just if you see somebody, a letter carrier or volunteer, just say thank you. That goes a long way. We love doing this, and we don't need anything in return. If the weather's turns out the way I hope it does, which is warm, maybe have a bottle of water or something ready, because there's going to be a lot of people out there working really, really hard that day. So, but I don't know. This is just such a joy for us to do this. So we don't, it's just our job. We don't,
It's for the people who need the food. Anything else that we didn't cover? Any last minute details? It's this Saturday. It's Stamp Out Hunger. But what time should people in the city of Sioux Falls? And this would be different throughout any city. You could probably check with your letter carrier.
Well, what I tell people is just on Saturday, just set out your food pretty early in the day. Just because we have so many volunteers, the time we pick up the food may not coincide with the time you normally get your mail.
Sure.
So the earlier you can set it out, the better. Honestly, I know Christina said she's going to be gone. She's setting out her food tomorrow. If you set out food, we're going to pick it up. We've already started picking up food.
Sure.
So if you set it out Friday because you're going to be out of town, we'll pick it up. If we miss it or you miss us, we'll pick it up on Monday. If you have food to give, we'll pick it up. But just wherever you get your mail, if it's the house on your box or the box on your house, the box on the street, apartment lobby, a P.O. box lobby, we'll pick it up.
And Christina, how can people volunteer to sort food, or do you need any volunteers, any folks to come be part of the process now or in the future?
Yes, actually, after this drive happens, we need tons of volunteers for us to help sort food. And so just hop on our website, feedingsouthdakota.org, and you'll find a little section where you can sign up to volunteer, because it really does take a lot of volunteers to go through this. And so thank you for bringing that up.
All right. Well, thank you for both stopping by when you have so many people to spread the word with. But Christina, she's Development Director at Feeding South Dakota, and Eric Wicks, letter carrier and the local food drive coordinator. Hey, thanks both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.